Keys. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on a little breezy, kind of a cool day down here at Ferg's. Of course, it's college football. We've got all the games. We've got the Alabama watch party, Florida State watch party, Michigan watch party, my University of Iowa Hawkeye watch party, and that's each and every Saturday. And then, of course, tomorrow you'll have the Bucks and 49ers down here as well. And, of course, the Alabama Crimson Tide in the house. And that it just absolutely drives me cuckoo when they do that pre-kickoff chant. But we got the Crimson Tide in the house. We also have in the house, we got Brad Richardson, Ben Botham across from me. We're going to talk a little baseball. Then we're going to talk high school football playoffs. Brad will break that down for you. Major Ed will join us to talk about the event, of course. Heart of a Lion, the veteran event that will be at the Clearwater Country Club tomorrow. I'll be up there as well. And then Ray Kennedy will be in the house, and we'll talk baseball, Bucks, anything that spews out of his creative pie hole, as I like to say. And he's our man, Ray Kennedy. Of course, we're brought to you by Body Armor, our high school headquarters, and Brad Richardson, kind enough to come down on a Saturday, a quiet Saturday. Kind of miss being up in the booth, I bet, my man.
You know, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you know, when Seminole ended their season, and I was just like, okay, you know, you got to get a little break now before baseball season starts and all. So, but, you know, I will tell you this. Last week I did there's the scrimmage games for Seminole. They had the lower teams, the Nats white and the black, and then the varsity teams, the orange and the green. So that was the first time me back in the booth announcing. Old Benny, you know, got to hear about it, and he got to see it. So some of the kids, I hope, got excited about it. Benny, you're
so you were in the booth during the baseball scrimmage?
Yeah. Yep.
It's like for something to do, or what's the reasoning there?
It's a special event.
Yeah, a big special event, just trying to get the kids excited, give them the high school varsity feel for some of the younger guys and also some of the guys who are on the fringe of making the team. And it's a real special event, and the kids really seem to like it. And, of course, there's nothing better than the voice of Pinellas County, Brad Richardson, to do it all.
Hey, speaking of you, the voice, you better start paying a little attention to hoops, because it's right around the corner. It's about five weeks. We've got the Sun Bash up at Northside Christian. That's December 28th through the 30th, of course. Jake Perper, the man with the plan. We had the media day down here several weeks ago, almost a month ago now.
Time flies.
And so Brad will be on the call. I'll be doing a portion of the color. I've got a couple of other guys that are basketball junkies and with personalities that'll sit alongside you. So looking forward to year number two.
Battle of wits, basically.
Huh? Of doing the Sun Bash event, and 16 teams, New York, Louisiana, and then, of course, all across Florida. So looking forward to that. Yeah. So what do you got for us on this Saturday morning? One thing I want to do is a little shout out to two guys that I really, really enjoy. Of course, Marcus Pascal, Largo Packers, my University of Iowa buddy. I actually saw him at Wawa's the other day.
Really?
I pull up, I get in gas, and I see this guy, and he's putting air in his tire. And I look, I think, God, that guy's a clone. Marcus Pascal.
He's got a twin brother, right?
Coach, what are you doing? Rushing off to practice. But he's just a superb guy. And I fell a little short last night, and then on the other side, but he'll probably be down here today having some wings.
Another cameo.
Sean Davis, of course, the Northeast Vikings. He's building a program there. He's got him to the playoffs since he's been here, year number three in the playoffs. But that juggernaut of the Jesuit Tigers, it's tough to overcome if you're going to get out of this region.
I mean, there was a lot of juggernauts for this playoff this week. I mean, come on. I mean, Largo starting out. I mean, let's just say that they were playing against Gaither. I mean, that was going to be a tough game for them. They didn't play them all season, but they were going in just watching everything that they had to do. I mean, it was going to be a tough game. I mean, Largo barely beat East Bay. You know, they beat them 25-14, and now going into this game, Largo ranked number, they were the number two seed in the playoffs, number 116th in the state of Florida, faces, get this, Gaither was ranked 193rd in the state. I mean, there's a big margin in there with that one. So,
how many teams are there?
It's 200.
200 in the state?
200 in the state.
Total.
Yep. 200 total. Of course, this was a night for Jeremy Thomas and Malachi of Largo to shine. I mean, they already did it showing up against East Bay. And then now they were facing up against Gaither's Elijah Mason and Jace Nixon. I mean, these guys are outrageous. The stats on them are incredible. Now, here's the thing with this game. It was a tough game. As I said, it was a tough, tough game for them. You know, obviously in this game, I mean, Gaither just came out running. I mean, they just started out in the first quarter just scoring on them. And it would be 13-0 going out in halftime with Gaither. 13-0. Pascal, I can only imagine what he was thinking in that locker room during the time. He's like, wait a second. We've been in this position before. Let's try to get out there, get back on the field, and just put some points on the board. And, you know, Packers fought. They fought to get back on the board. Unfortunately, you know, Gaither only scored one last time with a field goal last minute. You know, Gaither held them off. Final score 16-0. Largo had a fantastic season. Cannot beat that. They ended their season with a 9-3 record. The Cowboys, Gaither Cowboys, they advanced to the 3M regional finals, where they will face another juggernaut that we were talking about, the Jesuit Tigers. So that's going to be another interesting game.
That's going to be a heck of a game. And, you know, they've got that sophomore quarterback over there, Jesuit Will Griffin.
Yep.
And I know his uncle and his father. And he's the kid that was at Northside Christian playing as an eighth grader and then transferred to Jesuit and started quarterback in last year.
Yeah.
Their offense is very powerful, but it sounds like Gaither's driven by their defensive prowess.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just the D-line of them is absolutely incredible. So now we got to go to CCC. I mean, we had Coach Harvey on last week. So, I mean, just, you know, able to get those guys on. I mean, they talked about the season. They were going to be they were facing off against Indian Rocks. So CCC, still undefeated this season, ranked number 5 in the state of Florida. They're moving up constantly. Of course, talking to Coach Harvey last week, he said it's a one-game-at-a-time season. Let's not predict. Let's not say, okay, well, we got, you know, this team coming up. You know, how are we going to beat them? No, it's game after game after game. They didn't want to. That was during media day. He reminded me and Josh about that.
And he did the same thing, you know, last week.
Yeah.
It was a great conversation with those youngsters.
Yeah, and going into playing Indian Rocks, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the game plan that Mark Buchanan of IRC is going to have bringing his guys out there. Anything can happen. IRC going into this game was 6-4, CCC undefeated. Undefeated. I'm still just trying to wrap my head around that one. With this one, you know,
Coach said that off air during the media day. Our goal is to go undefeated.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yep. Yeah.
At least I'm hearing things, but I could have said, Tori, he said, you know, one game at a time.
Yeah.
But our goal is to go undefeated.
Yeah. I mean, with this game, I will admit, I knew that CCC was going to take the win. I mean, the final score is 42-14. IRC ended their season 6-5 record, which is pretty good. I mean, they're over 500. So now, here's the thing. CCC will be facing Carrollwood Day. They are the number 20 team in the state of Florida. Now, these two teams faced off early in their season, and CCC barely beat them. They barely beat them 28-27. This was a game that, you know, it was another game. I mean, it was like the Berkeley Prep game. It was close. It was a lesson. But listen, this is going to be a tough one for the Marauders. If they can make it to the state championship, if they can make it, they're going to have to go into this game facing Carrollwood Day's Anthony Carey and Isaiah Williams. Just keep an eye out for these guys. Deshaun Newton, Andy Jaffe, and Justin Stevens on CCC. Just be on your guard. Be on your guard for these guys. I mean, it's going to be a very, very tough game again. So.
You know, the beauty of going to games this time of year across this entire state,
yeah.
When you're watching these games, and you see it in baseball and basketball, when you get down to the state tournament time, you're looking at kids that are going to be playing at the next level on every squad in some capacity.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's another thing, too. This actually just came out this past week. I think I found this on Josh's site. It sounds like Bally Sports is going to be broadcasting those state championship games. So, you know, if you still have your Spectrum subscription, you know,
Bravo.
Yeah, I guess it sounds like they're going to be doing it, so which is going to be cool to see. So if you can't make it out, or if you can't have, you know, Huddle or the NFHS Network to stream those games and watch them live, you know, that's the way to do it. So yeah, that was a good one. Now, next game I want to talk about, Calvary versus Clearwater. I mean, I called this last week, the Battle of Clearwater. I mean, these two teams based out of Clearwater, Calvary Christian hosted the Tornadoes at their stadium. I love the name of the stadium. They call it The Ruck. I found that out about a week or so ago. I didn't know that. That's what the name of their stadium was.
They've been calling that for years.
Yeah, just like I said, I'm a little late getting into this news. So now this is a game I went into thinking this. It's a toss-up. Again, anything could happen. I mean, they've made surprising comebacks. This is Clearwater. First game of the season, they made a comeback in the fourth quarter to beat Northeast. I mean, these guys never ever let, you know, take them for granted. Calvary, of course, is known for comebacks as well. Getting back to Berkeley Prep, they beat them 28-21. The game was in Berkeley Prep's favor that game. So this is another game I kind of, unfortunately, I figured this was going to be a little bit of a lead, but, you know, not a blowout like I could have thought it was. The Warriors got on the board 14-0 in the first. Clearwater did get one touchdown. It'd be 29-7 going into halftime. The Tornadoes will only get two more touchdowns. It wasn't enough. Final score 48-20. Calvary advances to the 3M Regional Championship. And back to this, they'll travel to Berkeley Prep. The Warriors have a 10-2 record going forward, and this is the same as Berkeley Prep. Now, I mean, Clearwater did end their season, by the way, 7-5. As I said, keep in mind, Calvary played Berkeley Prep early in the season. This is going to be another tough game for these guys. Another tough game. So, real quick, Northside Christian versus Carrollwood Day. Final score of that, 40-0, as Carrollwood Day will shut them down. Northside ends their season 6-5. I will say congrats to Coach Grainer on his first playoff run with the Mustangs, taking over after Coach Allstott.
Great group of kids. Absolutely. That were down here, and Coach, another one of those teams. We've been blessed this year. You had a lot of the teams that made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's not what we're all about, but to see them advance is, that's always nice.
And absolutely. I mean, the thing we've talked about is really it's all about the kids and how they are. I mean, you can hear every stat in the country. You can sit there and hear about every kid that's already got a college offer, is going to be going, but when you get a chance to talk to them, you actually see who they are as people, and not just a kid on a piece of paper. And that doesn't show who they are as a person. It shows how great athlete they are, but as a person, to get a chance to watch them and talk to them, that's really who they are.
A team that we had on several weeks ago, when you were busy, but you lined up Shorecrest Prep.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get.
They play tonight.
They play tonight at 7 p.m. Yeah, Shorecrest. They are going to be facing off against Masters Academy. They're from Vero Beach. It's at 7 p.m. They'll be playing for the state championship in SSAC 8-man football. Both teams.
I want to watch that.
Yeah.
I love the 8-player game. I've always loved arena football. I don't care. People minimize it, but I love the game.
Yeah. Arena football is some of the best stuff you could ever
watch. I remember when the storm was around.
it's a great, especially if you want to party, because I was involved in the Barnstormers back in the day, the original day with Kurt Warner, and it was a party everywhere you went. Across the street, they said that it was a tremendous party. My good friend Billy McGee was the president. Ferg actually asked his wife to get married across the street at the Trop during the arena football game. People rock and rolled. You got beverages, balls coming in the stands.
Oh, that's it was a party.
Players running into you. You know, guys thinking they're tough, getting the seats down there and giving shots to the players. Anyway, we digress. But I do love the 8-player, and that was a great group of young kids.
Absolutely, here. I mean, I would have loved to have been down there to do the interview. Face to face, I had to do it, of course, over the phone. So I had a charity event that they had to get to. But I mean, Coach McCall.
I'm a charity case, and you had a charity event.
But Coach McCall, you know, just watching him take that program and turn it around, bring it back to a great legacy that he has. I mean, this is the third run for them. This is their third state championship run.
And he's a class act.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. When I was down here briefly, he had the guys from Eckerd College, basketball.
They knew each other.
They all know each other. It was a little reunion. They're like, oh, my. And there's Coach McCall. So.
Well, that's out of respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute respect.
Yeah. But anyway, final game, just to talk about real quick, Jesuit versus Northeast. Tigers going to the game. Jesuit was 9-2. I will say this. The Vikings, of course, were falling. They were on an absolute high from last week. They barely beat Hillsboro.
The week before, they beat Largo.
Yeah, they did. That's right. But still, I mean, you know, in a playoff situation, beating Hillsborough, it just, you can't beat it. I mean, even Sean Davis, when I saw him before I left, he was still kind of reeling from it. He says, yeah, I can't believe this happened. But, hey, going forward, we'll see what we can do. You know, this game, you know, again, we're talking about another powerhouse Jesuit. I mean, these guys, they're a tough team. It was a tough game for Northeast. Of course, final score 38-7. Tigers advance to the regional finals, where they'll be facing, of course, Gaither. So,
well, Coach Matt Thompson, I sent him off a congratulations. We'll get Jesuit, you know. I always proudly display their attire because that's their state championship season. He brought that to me when they came down. They'll come across the bay, yep, and be down here at Ferg's, and you'll be able to meet Coach Thompson. Great guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, look forward to that.
You know, the Jesuits are the teams that teams like to hate.
Oh yeah.
You get to know the coach. Coach, there's Christy in the house. You get to know the. The coaches, and they're great guys. They can't help it that they're at an incredibly successful program.
Well, I think too, I mean, whenever you see, whenever you meet a coach and talk to them, you see their real personality. When they're in game time, I mean, they're locked in. I mean, you're going to see a completely different side of them, but that's the game. They have to be ready. They got to be on hard. They have to be keeping their guys in line every second, every minute, every down. It's got to be that way. And, I mean, plus, too, having the staff, that really has to keep, you know, him focused as well.
You know how many assistant coaches they have over there?
I think probably about 8, maybe 10.
10.
10.
I have a picture of myself with them. They came down, and there was actually 12, but two of them were part-time.
Okay.
But a lot of them are volunteer alum, mm-hmm, that love that tradition and pride of Jesuit, and you see that at a lot of the private schools with the generational. Well, even in Seminole, as a public school.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have that generational pride in your baseball program. You're a prime example of it, Ben Botham.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we have Keith Stegbauer. He played college ball. He was a Seminole alum as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pride tradition there.
Giving back to your alma mater.
Yeah, we always try and come back there. We do have an alumni game coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, December Seminole. 16th.
Yeah, so...
You getting the old submarine toe?
Oh, I got to get loose. I've been seeing a chiropractor get my back right, making sure that I'm going to be good to go.
Up.
You know, I really want to be able to go out there, you know, at least get one good inning, maybe swing the bat once or twice and show them the old man still
Sean,
got
hey,
it.
Hey, Coach Botham is not washed up.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
I still got a few pitches left in me.
Well, you got one any, or two you
got,
bullets.
You got any eligibility left at the collegiate level?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe I got a year.
What about that COVID? Can we throw the COVID year and get
it
back?
Yeah, come on, Ben. You know, you got an extra year.
I don't know if they let you take, 2 years off and just come right back and keep playing, but... Hey, if I do, I think I got
hey,
2 years of eligibility.
World of
come on,
football,
man. You could do it.
The college football, baseball, sports across the world in the collegiate environment, it's a wild, wild west. You could get in. I guarantee you could find a loophole to get back in and bring that old man that comes in for relief.
Come on, man. You could do it.
NIL deals.
Or you could be a... You can be a ringer.
I'll work on the NIL. You work on getting your ass in shape, and you're going back, and you're going to be a closer at the collegiate level.
You're
going to get a hold of Eckert. You got good grades, right?
Well, right now, I don't know how great a student I'd be.
Yeah, you're used to...
I like the teaching side a little bit more.
You're used to doling it out. It's easier.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, keep an eye next week. Obviously, after Thanksgiving on Thursday, obviously these guys are going to be stuffed with food, but okay, Friday rolls around. November 24th, CCC will be facing off, and then Calvary again, November 24th, they will be facing off. So it's going to be an exciting week next week to see how things go down. CCC trying to make their way to states. They really, I think deep down, CCC wants to face Shopanah Madonna. Shopanah Madonna actually dropped in the rankings. They're down to number 2 now.
Well,
so,
you know what? We got to be on that bandwagon since we had them down here.
Yeah.
And that's our school to watch during the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely CCC and Calvary, of course.
And then tonight, Shorecrest Prep.
Yep, Shorecrest, 7 p.m.
And they got a couple youngsters on that team that are going to be playing at the next level as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to ask Coach McCall this of when Shorecrest Prep will move up into –
11 player.
Thank you. Couldn't think of that for a minute. Yeah. I mean, I would love to ask him that question. If he ever gets a chance to answer that, I'd love to ask him. I mean, because it'd be interesting to see the competition.
I promised him we're going to have him down here after they win the championship.
Oh, wait a minute. Knock on wood. I mean, there's a wood staircase. Well, knock on that.
Just hit my head. It's plenty of wood.
I mean, Ben's is empty in general, but yeah.
Hey, as we wind high school things down, And, of course, brought to you each and every week by our good friends at Body Armor and our Body Armor High School headquarters. You can go look at our Facebook page. Joel Geiger does a superb job. Take a look at all of our players of the week, because we're going to have an event down here in December. Ferg and I got together, and we're going to have an event. We'll probably have you MC it, you and I. And we're going to, on our social media, we brought another social media little wizard into the world. We're going to have voting during the week of the championships. And you can vote for your player of the week, for player of the year. And we'll have a cool. And then what we're going to do, Body Armor and their sports water, we're going to have a long drive contest for all these winners with some kind of prize package. Now, what are their limitations in a high school world? We can't give them a Cadillac or anything like that, or, you know, a trip, Bahamian trip or anything.
I don't quite know all the details behind NIL deals for high schoolers, so I don't know what you can and can't give them here, Mike.
Well, it's the Wild Wild West. These kids are getting whatever they want, so I don't think anybody's paying attention to those guidelines.
How about Ferg supplies a brand new PS5? How about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. That'll definitely get
I'm just
kids
kidding,
out
man.
Here.
I'm just kidding.
Wings for a year.
Yeah, free
anyway,
wings.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's one of the things we're going to be doing. But I want you to break down. People have been waiting with bated breath because you're the head coach of the inaugural year of bowling in Pinellas County. It's a high school sport. And so, Kingpin, I want you to go ahead and break it down. We never did get the candy cigarettes. We never did get the shirts where you can stick a pack of them in on your arm.
Yeah.
Next year we gotta have some pictorials like that. But let's break down how the season ended for your Seminole Warhawks.
Yeah. So the Seminole Warhawks, and we finished a three-way tie for first place in the regular season.
Now, this
so,
is bowling, folks.
Yeah, for bowling. Yeah, so it was a great way to, you know, finish regular season. You would think, though, going into a tournament that, you know, the number one seed would play the last seed and so forth, just like a regular tournament. But how they have it set up is everybody shows up no matter what place you're in. You all play three matches.
You can be a dead last dog.
Dead last dog. You play three matches.
You're in the hunt for the state championship.
Uh-huh. And you play three matches. Whatever your final score is after those three matches, they place you there, and only the top four teams actually get to play in like a playoff-style tournament.
So if you have a cold day and you're a stud, you throw a couple gutter balls, you're done.
That's
you're
it. That is it.
So it was kind of disappointing how we finished. The men's team did all right, and so did the women's, but we were not in the top four there.
Boys and girls. They're not men's and women yet.
Correct.
Come on, man.
And so it was a little bit unfortunate about that, but we had a great season this year. And we had a lot of...
Well, yeah, because you had nothing to compare to.
We had nothing to compare to.
It was inaugural season.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all up
I had
here.
The best year they ever had at Seminole.
You're darn right. But what we do have to show is that a lot of our players were named to the all-county team. So congratulations to Sammy Santani, Devin Schwartz, Peyton Smith, Sophia Spurgeon, Addison Wadsworth on making the Pinellas County Conference second team, and Piper on getting an honorable mention. We also had some of the men on the team... The boys on the team getting the nod as well for the first team. It would be Ian, Casey, Tyler, all for making the Pinellas County first conference team, and Nick Badinsky making the second team. So it was very exciting for all of them. We had a lot of players from both the boys and the girls team to get this honor. So we were very lucky to have that. And I'm excited to see how we do next year. We're losing a lot of kids, a lot of seniors. So I'm excited to see what our young talent has to show coming up next year.
Well, Benny, you got to go and recruit. You know that.
Yeah, you got to recruit.
I mean, come on.
Hey,
I mean, you had three.
That's a dirty word.
Three.
Recruiting's bad.
I'm talking about within the school.
Oh, within the school.
Correct. Come on. Okay. I mean, hey.
Because I was going to go. There's a bowling alley right around the corner from me.
Yeah.
It's right next to that strip joint. I was going to go in there and do a little.
Hey, that's our home turf is there at Seminole Lane.
Yep. I was going to go there and do a little recruiting for you.
There you go.
Get some Keglers.
We
people
got a
think I look like Woody Harrelson and Kingpin. They comb over my hair and go in and say, hey, you guys want a bowl? I got just a program.
I mean, we got to find an Amish guy to start bowling for us.
Yeah. I mean, Benny, I mean, you had two Seminole baseball players that were on your team, correct?
Yeah, we certainly did. Yes, we had Alex Esplot.
Multi-sport athletes.
Yep, Alex Esplot and
can they get injured? Doherty. Can they get injured in bowling?
Certainly can. We have a couple. Oh, we have a couple of girls. They were having some finger issues. We actually had to get our trainer to tape up their fingers. So
okay, time out. Blister timeout. We got a blister timeout. Got a sprained knuckle.
That or some kids they rotate on their knee a little bit and they can have some soreness there. So it not the most injury prone sport.
Well,
but
I certainly hope not.
I mean,
but you do.
Hey, what
find
about that kid? The kid you had down. Did he make any of these teams?
No, he did not.
Not one representative. Here's how much the kids loved him. We tried to get his team down.
Yeah,
one kid showed.
Yeah, well, we'll get them all out to recap the season at a later date. I'm sure they'll all want to. We got some shirts and jackets coming for them, so it's going to be a great end of our year.
All right, well, let's take a break. That's our high school headquarters brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Major Ed. We've got an event up at the Clearwater Country Club, and that, of course, is part of the line, the John Daly Golf Tournament. I'll be up there tomorrow, and then we're going to talk Ray Kennedy. If he shows up, we don't really need Ray. We've got my man right here, Ben Botham. We'll talk a little hot stove. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a gorgeous day down here. 105 televisions. Come on down. We'll be right back.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, the waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, brought to you each and every Saturday. And that's the Alabama Crazy Crimson Tide scoring again. My good friend, where'd he go? Kenny was just expressing his distaste for the Alabama Crimson Tide. But I tell you what, they have a very faithful following. And there's my man, Paul, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're also brought to you by Body Armor. Good friend, Shrimpies. We got two new sponsors I want to reach out and and welcome aboard the Hippie Shack down there.
Hippie Shack.
The Hippie Shack across from Shrimpies and across from Sea Dog. So I got three clients all within 100 yards walking distance, and they all got their own little niche. Of course, we'll talk to John here shortly from Shrimpies. He's the Georgia Bulldog headquarters, and it looks like another three-peat for the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah. They are strong. Yep. And then, of course, Sea Dogs, where each and every Monday we've got Big Monday, and that's Oscar Garner III, the Big O, and Alex Reba, the Axeman. That show is really taking off. They break it down. They give you the point spreads. They give you the odds. They break down collegiate, NFL, NBA, you name it. Those two, with their analytical minds working at Raymond James, they are doing a superb job. And that show is taking off. Our audience just last week was over 65 people, and continues to grow. Probably going to move that over to terrestrial radio as well. And that is Big Monday, brought to you by Ice Pick Sea Dogs and Shipyard Brewing. And the Hippie Shack, starting on my birthday. You guys are going to come down November 29th. We're going to start our show from 5 to 7. And you like nostalgia. Reeling in the Years, Throwback Wednesdays at Hippie Shack, brought to you by our friends at Liquid Drip. It's a THC-infused beverage. And full disclosure, Mark Ferguson and I tried it because of our arthritis. Drank it. Felt a little good. I'm not a weed person or edibles. You would have laughed. Had it home by myself. I didn't want to freak out. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I slept like a rock. for 8 hours, dude. I'm telling you right now that stuff is very good. You can get it down here at Ferg's. You can get it at the Hippie Shack, but they're our sponsors. And we're gonna have trivia on sports, music, anything you think of. And there'll be a bunch of crazy old people about my age group. But looking forward to that.
Benny, you and me will be the youngins in the house. What can we say?
Hey, that's all right by me. I don't mind being in an older crowd.
No,
a lot smarter people, you know. Of course, I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mike's got the extra couple years on the planet. He should be a little smarter.
Well, wiser.
Wiser.
Not smarter, it's wiser.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Because you learn a lesson. My IQ's not that high, but I'm a lot wiser than you because I've been around some time. So let's talk a little bit more about that topic on the Snell issue and the concerns that people had. Body armor flying. No, it's good. I got her hooked up there, my friend. It's like sailing right now.
Yeah, I mean, Snell had a great season this year. He led the majors with a 2.25 ERA, and an opponent's batting average was a 180. So, I mean, he did great, and a .579 OPS against him as well. Had 234 strikeouts in 180 innings, which was more than enough to qualify him for such an honor as the Cy Young Award. But I do think that he needs to throw more innings. And it's just kind of weird seeing the shift in baseball where the starting pitchers don't go quite as long, and they're the stars. They're still the studs. But once again, this is putting more emphasis on the relief pitchers. And I don't know if you saw this, Mike. I don't know if you get the periodicals from Sabre, the Society of American Baseball Research. But there's a large
effort. That's why have you been.
That's why I stick around. That there is a large effort right now to kind of recognize the work and kind of honor the firemen of Major League Baseball, these relief pitchers.
They don't even call them that anymore, do they?
They certainly don't.
That's
sad. They got rid of the Roll AIDS Fireman Award that they used to give out every single year. My favorite player, Dan Quisenberry, was a multi-winner of
that. The Quiz, the old Kansas City Royal.
The old Quiz, who I still believe is deserves a spot in Cooperstown. There's a lot of these kind of guys that deserve this spot. And there's efforts going on by Sabre and a lot of the baseball writers in order to kind of take a look at their stats and review it and see what these guys did and see if there could be a veterans committee or some kind of a special committee with the baseball writers in order to try and get a lot of these old timers in, as well as try and get in some of these modern age relief pitchers that are going to be here to stay now, especially with pitchers really not going past the sixth inning anymore, Mike.
Well, and I know your distaste, of course, I said your distaste for how few that they actually pitch has been. Hey, now we got to shift gears because once again, Matt's trying to do his job, and I gave the wrong number. I had it right the other day in our golf show, but he's Major Ed. He's on his way to Florida right now, and great to catch up with you again, my friend. Where are you?
So I'm kind of close.
I didn't catch you on that one.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot. Can you hear me? Okay. That's in 1-3.
You're breaking up. Are you in Clearwater yet?
No, I'm about 75 miles away.
Well, good. You're in the final stretch. So let's talk about tomorrow. Well, tonight, actually. Of course, it's the Heart of the Lion, John Daly, a new event. It's at Clearwater Country Club. And then tomorrow, you've got a shotgun start. I believe it's at 8:30. Any potential foursomes available? And let our Sports Connection audience know what the event's for, the Major Ed.
Well, I hope that I'm not cutting in and out, but do I sound okay?
You're 10-4 now, brother.
All right. Well, it's to benefit the Heart of a Lion Foundation that benefits, our first responders, veterans, and their families. And John Daly, our hero and friend, putting on a great event there in his footprint of Clearwater. And we've got teams available for tomorrow. If people want to show up and make a difference, come out and play. And we're going to have a great festive time, and we've got a lot of great guests that are coming. And it's just going to be a day to honor and remember those that fight for our freedom.
Well, your guys' relationship, as we talked about on the golf show, has been for decades and making a difference. Share with this audience all that John, everybody, all they like to do sometimes is highlight his lifestyle, but they don't know him like you do, and all that he gives back in his own state of Arkansas and of course here in Florida and across the country.
Yeah, he's just a remarkable individual and really cares about helping people, has been doing that for a long time. And really, people don't even know he does that kind of stuff because he does it from his heart. And that's why we named our organization the Heart of a Lion Foundation, to impact the lives of those that have served and to honor them as well.
Well, do you happen to know, before we let you go down that last 75 miles, do you happen to know if there's any foursomes available for tomorrow?
Yep, we got foursomes available. If people want to sign up, they can go to jdme1991.org event, sign up, and we'll get them taken care of tomorrow. It's going to be a very casual day and fun day, and JD will be riding around, so come out to Clearwater Country Club and enjoy the day and enjoy the festivities and help us raise some money for these deserving military families and our first responders.
Well, I'll see you tonight. We'll be setting up the broadcast tomorrow in the morning. I'll get a chance to meet you face-to-face. I'll throw you on the mic for a while. I'll grab JD. I know Coach Gruden will be in the house, and we'll banter back and forth and just throw some of the old regular folks on and have some fun. How's that sound?
I like it. Well, coming in hot. So thank you again and for all you do and supporting our mission. Hoorah!
All right, brother. Drive safe. He could coach you. He'd get you fired up. He's Major A. Polito, and he's just a wonderful man that's made a big difference in America and for the veterans. And well, Ben Botham, I know how you feel about the red, white, and blue guys like that. But I'd love to hear that John Daly story, because did you guys see? And maybe Brad, did you guys see John Daly kick that field goal about 5 weeks ago?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
35 yarder. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive for a guy of his age and all. He's still going strong.
Pay for it.
I know. I mean, and the whole thing with John is that he is just—he's. When I get to that age and I'm still, enjoying life as he is, I really, really hope I'm doing great. I mean, we all know his story of how he played back with golf and all, but I mean, God, I mean, Daly at his age can do that. Absolutely incredible.
Hey, it's the cigarettes and DCs, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
No. They're not Diet Cokes. They're Jack and Cokes.
Oh, well.
Yeah. We're saying the PC version on here, Ben. Come on.
That Miller Lights. I've seen him. I got to get him on Ice Pick.
There you go.
Well, they have a vodka supporter, but I got to get him on Ice Pick. I'm looking forward to that. I'll see JD tonight. I'll have to mention that we've got a young. We got to talk Georgia Bulldogs and Shrimpies. I mentioned that. And he's finally got him this week. He is John over there at Shrimpies on, of course, Blind Pass Road, right on the Intercoastal. Spectacular location. 30-some televisions. A lot of new televisions. The headquarters, we'll just talk about Georgia Bulldogs. We're not going to talk Buffalo Bills headquarters right now. They're in kind of a slumperooski. But things are bright in the world of the Georgia Bulldogs, my man.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. So we're excited today about the Tennessee game. But this one scares me more than any so far, to be honest with you.
Well, talk about the crowds. Have you got a lot of Bulldog faithful that have been rolling in?
It just depends. A lot of them went to the game for that Ole Miss game. But we got a good crowd coming today. Coming back, they came back. But, we got a good crowd. I even got a Georgia Bulldog shot waiting on anybody that wants to come in.
Well, how was your crowd for the Buffalo Bills game on Thursday night?
Oh, it's always awesome. Yeah. There's a Bills Mafia is still strong. I give them credit, man. They have been slumping, like I just heard you say, but they stick. They're true and true. They love their Bills, and it's fun. Now people are upset, losing that last one, but that's the way you're supposed to be.
Now, I got to say, word is spreading how great the deals are over there at your restaurant. I have several teacher friends that are telling me about it is the spot they now choose to go watch all their games. And they always say it's a packed house and a great time with great food specials and drink specials. That it's now their go-to spot, not only on Sundays, but Saturdays as well. And they even come around for all your brunch specials, and they really love it all there.
Oh, thanks. That's awesome. Yeah, we try to take care of our football fans, especially the locals. So we've got some great, you know, we've got our regular menu, but we've created a football spread, drinks, and food that's very, very, in my opinion, affordable at the most. So you can enjoy your games and sit there for 3 or 4 hours, because it takes about 3 or 4 hours for your game, and you're not losing an arm and leg with the way the inflation is these days, and very, very affordable for football game days, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, hey, Negative Nelly, when we talked about 3 weeks ago on the phone, and you were so worried about your Georgia Bulldogs, and I told you just to hold on, you're going to be fine. You got your stud tight end back. You absolutely rolled you rolled Ole Miss. You're going to roll Tennessee, and you're going to three-peat. So, you know, get your rosaries out, whatever you're going to need, but you're not going to need it. The Georgia Bulldogs will three-peat in 2023-24.
I will do that. But, you know, Alabama, we got that too. So, Every week when you're number one.
Hey, listen, right now, the Alabama watch parties are down here, and we've had to listen at nauseam. is that when they score a touchdown, Ben?
Yeah, every time they score a touchdown.
I want to throw up a Crimson Tide heave. God, they just... I can't deal with it. At least the Georgia Bulldogs, I've got several of them around my world. In fact, I was at the Annika Sorenstam golf tournament all last weekend, the LPGA. It was a nice event up in Bel Air. And their media director, Jeremy Friedman, of all the people, I've never thought this. He graduated from I got to introduce you next time he's in the area. I'll bring him over to Shrimpy's. He graduated from the University of Georgia, over the top. All he wanted to do, and he's directing this event. All he wanted to talk about was Bulldog football in the media tent.
How about them dogs?
I know. I'm like, what? You got a world-class event out here, and he and another one of his dog buddies were sitting there talking Bulldog football. All right, my man. Tell people how they find you.
Yes, 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, Florida, 33706. We're right on the intercoastal, like Mike said, right on the bridge. It's on the borderline of Treasure Island and St. Pete Beach, right there on the we're on the water. Like you said, 30 TVs, great sound, and a fun atmosphere. So
it is a great atmosphere. I'll give you a call Monday. I tried to call you later, but my phone was blowing up. But my man, we need to get caught up and get some business taken care of. He's John over there at Shrimpy's. Yes. Great time. You got a testimonial right out of Ben Botha's mouth of his fellow teachers, and I know people love coming at every other Tuesday. You got that Motown music as well. So we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I'll talk to you next week. Okay.
All right, buddy. And he is John and...
Well, Mike, I just want to say this real quick. I heard you saying you're calling your shot. You're saying the Georgia Bulldogs are going to win the national championship. Are you going to be taking that to the Hard Rock app, Mike? Doing a little bit of a little sports betting?
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I love that. I love that. I'm excited to do a little bit of gambling on
it. I wonder what those odds are.
I'm trying to find that on there. I know they have all the games you can do, top 25.
Now you've used this app, and you had a little success of late.
I did. I had some good success this past week. I put $5. That's usually my bet. You know, I'm on a teacher's salary here.
That's the beauty of it, though. Yeah. You have fun in $5, you came out a winner.
I certainly did. It was plus 4,000 for Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Keenan Allen, both to have receiving touchdowns. And David Montgomery and Austin Eckler both have rushing touchdowns. In the Chargers versus Lions game last week, put $5 down, paid out $205. Another bet I did was Amon-Ra St. Brown and Keenan Allen both have receiving touchdowns, $10 wager to win $50. And then lastly, I had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin to record a touchdown anytime, $15 to win $26.11. So it was a good weekend for me. Won a little over $300, and I had a great time, Mike. I love gambling. I love winning. That's the best part.
Tom Gribben and I, we started a little deal on the T Florida with Danny the Geek Bevins, and he is a world class comedian, but also we wanted to have a handicapper for the world of golf, especially when the major events, and so we started kicking around. We were just shooting the breeze, having a bite to eat. He came down to Sea Dogs on a Monday and was thinking, you know, think about. And this is the reality right now with this app available out there for people. Is look at all the young guys sitting at the bar right now.
Oh, yeah.
You got all these games going. You think that they're actually surfing for scores? They're actually using the app.
Oh, yeah.
During the game. Were you making these bets during games?
I was doing live betting, Mike. It was great. You're able to go on there. And a great part about this app that they have is they have these boosts that can kind of make the odds a little bit more in your favor, get you a little bit more money on games that they highlight that are a little special. Like right now.
And you don't even have to get in the car and drive across the bay.
Yeah, exactly. You can stay right here.
I love
here.
That environment. I'm old school, though.
Oh, yeah. It is nice getting over
I
there.
I like walking up to the window, you know, and looking around, you know, my measly. He won 100. Well, 100 is like, you know, 100 grand to me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Mike. My unit size is $5, so sometimes I'll put a unit on it, two units. So that's kind of where I try and stay. But there's some great games and some great boosts that they have going on, like Lightning to win versus the Oilers. It's 7-plus total goals. That's plus 250. Heat to win versus Bulls. That's plus 100.
Explain the plus 250 to the old man here.
So that's somehow – I'm not a big math guy, Mike, but I know the higher up it is, the more it's going to pay out. So
gotcha.
On those bets that I did the other day where
if it's a lock,
plus 4,000, you know, that's when it paid out $205 on my $5 bet.
Oh, wow.
So I know that's generally
a good
thing.
So you had a $5 bet and made $205.
Made $205.
Damn.
I'm not the math whiz. I stay with history.
I'm the math whiz there. That's a $200 profit, my friend.
Hey, I like the sound of it, and it was a great game for me. And there's a lot of great bets that they have coming up as
well.
And
you can bet every sport.
You can bet every sport that you like, Mike, from table tennis to handball to football to NCAA.
Yeah, handball.
Hey, you can bet on handball on here.
Are you kidding me?
You can even do darts. There's all kinds of stuff. I bet you bowling's even on there when they're in season.
Well, we're going to have to talk more about this because I'm very intrigued. And this is the younger generation. My guys, our guys, and friends of yours too, Alex and Oscar Garner III, those guys on Big Monday, they do our ice pick pick of the week.
Hey, that's great.
They pick three college and they pick three pro. And that's actually their most exciting segment of the two-hour show over there at Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get involved because, you know, I got the old New York Post and they've got their odds here, you know, like tomorrow. Let's see, where are our Bucks? How bad? Oh, the 49ers are giving an 11.5 to the Bucks.
Okay.
Broncos, Vikings, 2.5. I like to look at that, and then they give you the over and the unders. Well, these guys have all that, and then they break it down on Big Monday, and now they're doing a it's week number 10, and they're having a competition of who's the best prognosticator.
That's pretty good. I like the sound
and
of
I
that.
Know, and I know they're making bets all the time.
The prognosticator.
Prognosticator.
Yeah. I kind of like that. We got to come around with some kind of a
catchy jingle.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly.
Ben, just don't sing it. Don't sing it, Ben, please.
Prognosticate.
I don't care how you sang in Georgia and all that. I mean, karaoke was, as you said, your thing. But let's not get that on film and have Seminole baseball see that.
Hey, I like singing a little karaoke. I don't mind singing a little jingle here, too, if it means we're winning our bets.
Yeah, exactly. But, Mike, I want to put a bet on. So let's see how well me and Benny play against in ping pong. How's that sound, Benny?
Hey, I think I would dominate you, and I think Hard Rock would put good odds in my favor here.
Oh, okay. So, hey, we got to see this now. I mean, me being the voice, you being, I guess, a coach. face off. I mean, come on.
Hey, I got to put him in his place. Yeah. Last week, he did a great job of getting Clearwater Central Catholic down here.
With much persistence, I will say that. It was great to have Coach Harvey and his guys down.
But this is a tongue-in-cheek statement to you, but it's also your strongest point. You are focused and diligent and pay attention to detail covering high school sports, and I love it, and we're very blessed to have you in the world.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
However, you should see, how tall are you?
Me? I'm 5'5".
The 5'5 of him turns into about 6'5". When all these guys come, and he's telling them, and he's bossing them, all right, you guys over here, talk loud. And Coach is sitting over here.
I'm an organizational person. I want it to be almost perfect.
And Coach is a monster of a man, and he's looking at him like, okay, dude, you got it under control. And he's directing traffic,
And
things went superbly. But I saw the little manager in him.
Hey, come on. You know what? I know what I want. I want how the interview is going to be. I know what I want to see and how I want to organize everything.
You did a hell of a job. All right, your plans for the weekend before we go?
I'm probably going to do a little bit
of... They scored again.
I don't want to end the show with that noise in
my head. What are my plans for this weekend? Well, we're currently working on highlight reels from fall baseball and all, and then obviously getting stuff ready for Thanksgiving. That's going to be my game plan. Benny.
Hey, I'm going to be prepping for Black Friday, Mike. Going to go out there, fight off the crowds, try and get me a nice 75-inch TV, maybe a dryer.
Benny, Benny, you look like a Cyber Monday person. Come on.
No, you know I don't online shop.
I was not
a computer guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Benny, I was waiting for you to say, hey, you know, the only time I use the internet is for baseball card buying on eBay. But I'm like, wait a minute. No, you go to actual places. You go to actual card shows.
So you seriously are a Black Friday dude.
I love
my God. You're the only dude out there.
No, there's a lot of guys out there, Mike. You wouldn't believe the deals that they have on.
So
I thought you were Benny, man.
Lawnmowers
and all kinds of stuff. All the guys want.
So well, Benny, you would line up at Best Buy to get a big screen TV.
You got it.
He's going to.
You're gonna camp out there. Is what you're gonna do?
I'm not gonna camp.
You're not that dedicated.
These people have gone online. All the crowds have dissipated. It's not like it used to be.
Back in the day, I used to have to take my daughter, and her mother. And I would get them to the mall like 4:30 a.m. And then I would be the call, and they call me like about, you know, 2 in the afternoon. And I have to load up my Cherokee with all the... And they just... It was their favorite thing to do.
Oh, it's a blast.
I can't stand those crowds.
You need a little chaos in your life every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I've got enough chaos, self-induced, over the last 67 years, by the way.
I don't need any more. I mean, think about this. I mean, the crowds that would sit there and rush in just to get, like, a Tickle Me Elmo or some big screen TV and all. This is Target or Walmart. So.
Okay, got to wind things down. Remember, Wednesday down here, it's Ferg's 31st anniversary bash. We're going to be on from 6 to 8. Might even throw us on 106.1 FM. We'll talk to Lola on Monday. And then, of course, it's the third year anniversary, and I'm proud of all the people we've assembled, you guys, everybody over the years. It's our third year anniversary of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. My friend Kenny Knowles and his wife Sherry have been instrumental in that, so we'll have a blast on Wednesday. Come on down to Ferg's, two bands, all kinds of entertainment, and as I said, if you bring up this conversation, I'll buy you a beverage. So for Rowdy's Soccer segment with Jim Hart, of course, and the girls from Palm Harbor, just a lovely group of young ladies. Wyatt, of course, Ross doing his thing over there at the Lightning today. Joe Berdrow, Matt on the controls, always trying to figure out what the heck I put together on the show. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous week. God bless you, God bless America, and our vets. It is Vets Week, and always be sure to have a championship week.